You know, I've been really thankful about one thing that I'm thankful for, and at the same time, I kind of wish I don't have it. But it's being able to see negativity. And I, myself, was a negative person. I'm still negative. But I don't try to do it the same way as much as I used to. It just seems that everybody around me, and I'm not even just talking about people I know, like, it just seems like everybody is negative. And I kind of get where people are coming from on certain things, but there's a certain amount of negativity that you can hold for something else. Like, you could sit there and complain about the government all you want for the rest of your life. You're going to still pay taxes. It doesn't really matter. So there's forms or levels of negativity. But my whole thing is, I literally just came out of the house. It's early. It's a beautiful, beautiful day out. Calm before the storm. It's supposed to be a big storm tomorrow. And within 10 minutes, I saw two of my neighbors, and both of them right off the bat with negativity. You know, worry about this, worry about what they're saying about the storm, and it's the storm of the century, and, you know, I hope they do this, I hope they plow, blah, blah, like, I don't know, like, I'm not trying to judge anybody because I understand where they're at, but, you know, I leave my neighborhood and I go to Cumberland Farms and get my coffee, and same thing, I walk in and I'm listening to one of the ladies that works there, who's a nice person. I talk to her all the time, but she's complaining about her mother, who's in the hospital, who is putting her through a living hell, making her do everything, and her mother's negative towards her, and it's just a cycle. It's just, and I know how that is, because my mother was the same way. I love my mother to death, but she was negative. That's where I got it from. She was pessimistic. And she probably put my sister and my brother through hell before she passed on. It's just a cycle, and the only person that can break that cycle of negativity is you. Like I said, I don't live. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm putting myself down. I am definitely nowhere near as negative as I used to be, and that's because I've been blessed enough to be able to see that my problems really ain't that bad. None of your problems are really that bad. Anybody that's listening to this, none of your problems are that bad. You think they are, but they're not as bad as they seem. They really aren't. And if they are, if there's nothing you can do about it, that's one of my biggest pet peeves about people that are negative. If you can't do anything about it, what's the point of wasting your life or your time or your day or your hour sitting there worrying about something you have no control over? You can't do nothing about it. Move on. there's no point. You know, you look up in the sky, there's an asteroid coming, everybody's got 5 days to live. You can run around and you can loot, you can party like it's 1989, you can sit there and you say, why God, you can do whatever you want, or you can enjoy those last 5 days. You know, I guess I shouldn't have said partying, because hey, if you want to enjoy by partying, go ahead. If you want to enjoy by looting, go ahead. I don't really care, but there's nothing you can do about it, so don't complain about it. Listen, life sucks. It's hard. It ain't easy, we all know it. But, it could be a lot harder. And it could be a lot worse. And if you don't see that, then you're being ignorant. Because you know as well as I do that any problem you're currently facing, you've probably dealt with something similar or something greater and overcame that. So you probably overcome this one. And if you can't, if it's not possible, if there's no way out of it, then just go with the flow, baby. Write it up as a loss. And if it's a loss, that means a loss of everything, your life, everything, then that's the way it was supposed to go. But it is the middle of January or February. It is 50 degrees out and the sun is shining. I saw a bumblebee today. We got nothing to complain about. Just negativity, like everywhere I go, every time I turn around, somebody's either calling me or somebody's telling me something. I don't hear anybody talk about how great life is. I don't hear anybody even, and I'm not saying you gotta say, oh yeah, I just won the lottery and like that, but I don't hear anybody say, hey, it's a beautiful day, or hey, look at that bumblebee, or oh yeah, I saw my grandkids this weekend, or anything like that. It's just nonstop, woe is me, world sucks, you know. And the thing is, folks, it's gonna keep on sucking if you keep on allowing it to suck. If you keep on saying, oh, the world sucks and everybody's mean, nobody has any respect for each other, nobody... You know what? You're right on a lot of those facts, but you think that, you know, they're the ones causing the problem, but they're not. You're part of the problem, too, because you're not willing to change your mind, and you're not willing to change your attitude. And, you know, it's it's pay it forward. You do something and you put it out there, and then it comes back to you, and hopefully other people do it too. Plant seeds everywhere you go. Plant seeds of, you know, positivity. Plant seeds of, it could be worse, you know. Plant seeds of hope in other people. And it's not really, you know, up to you to make that grow, that seed grow, but it will if you allow it. But if you just walk around stomping on the flowers instead of planting them, that's what's going to happen. That's what you're going to get back. Mud and dirt and no hope, you know. And what do I know? I'm just an asshole, but it gets to a point where you just keep having to hear people over and over and over again. I've told quite a few of them, you know, hey, I love you, but I really can't be around this vibe. So, you know, and I don't talk to a lot of people like that anymore. They don't talk to me. They don't call me or anything, because they're just like, oh, Mark's not going to listen to me, bitch. Well, that's what it is. And I feel bad because I feel like I owe them that because they listened to me, bitch, all those years. But that's the thing. I realize that that's the problem, is negativity is just like any other force and reaction. It feeds off each other. So if you're negative, your buddy's negative, you're hanging out, and all you're doing is being negative together, it's just going to build up. You know, listen, folks, your problems are not as big as they seem. So I've said it before. I've said it in other audios that, you know, one of the best things I love about doing the homeless outreach is that every once in a while I'll ask somebody, hey, Billy, how's your life? And he'll be like, could be worse. So I'll hear from a homeless guy that has absolutely nothing that it could be worse. And then I'll talk to one of my friends that has a roof over his head, two cars in his driveway, a mortgage, you know, two kids, got a good job, good life. But all he's doing is complaining about every freaking thing, saying, oh, couldn't get any worse than this. Yeah, it could. Could get a lot worse. But you're just too ignorant to see it. You know, I don't know. Go outside and be thankful. I love you all.